Do we have any public comment? And could I have a motion to approve minutes from last meeting?
Some minutes.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And, sorry, I should have started sending them around earlier, the purchase orders going around. I already read them, so I wasn't thinking about them. We'll come back to that last. We don't have anything listed for purchases between $5,000 and $35,000, so that takes us on to the resolutions, and we have three. We have the resolution for, probably talk about these separately, about the sand, the reappropriating the fiscal year 17 budget for 18 to pay for the sand array. Remember, this is the one that we made them go back to get more bids for.
Are we gonna discuss them?
You wanna talk about it first, or you want a resolution first?
We've had emails and that back and forth with that. First of all, just so we're all clear on the budget information, whenever the resolution comes through and goes up to Jennifer, even if we voted on it in 2000, roughly 17, but it doesn't come through till 2018, it would most likely be on the 2018 budget and not the 2017. So going forward, let's keep that mindful. Part of it is that you, and I commend you, thank you, for being under budget, but you're roughly, you have a fair amount under budget right now, roughly $217,000, I do believe. I know you've brought some things forward that you would like to do, but I don't know if they've all been discussed here in IT to move forward. For my thoughts in the matter, but I will let my finance board vote on it on their merit. For me, I would like to see how you move forward and instead of reappropriate all of it, knowing now to this committee that you are under budget, if you go over due to the fact of the sands portion, that I would, we could fix that going forward, or as you move through your budget more mid-year and review it, but or a smaller amount I might recommend to the finance committee, but to give you the whole, reappropriate $160,000 when you are so far under budget, which is great. I'd like to review and continue to move forward, but knowing that this possibly could put you forward going a little over.
Okay, you guys want to know my thoughts? I don't believe I'm going to be that much under. We have two unfilled positions, which she wasn't including. She was not including the $100,000 for the penetration test or the $216,000 for just reoccurring costs that we have. That's just a projection by Jennifer, and she has a very broad overview. And if you look at her Excel spreadsheet, you can see she just takes what we spent and multiplies it by the rest of the month so far. We have big ticket items that are going to be hitting later, like Microsoft licensing, which is in November, which is going to be about $100,000, if I recall, as well. So I'm concerned that I'm going to be over. In addition to this, $30,000 of it was unbudgeted because it's $189,000. So $30,000 of it was not budgeted in next year's budget because I thought it was coming from 2017. And I'm afraid we're going to be at risk for being over, and I do not want to be over because that's how I'm graded. And also, and this is just something everybody just understands, I have a $1.8 million budget. This is $189,000. 10% of my budget for 2018 is being asked to be spent on an unfunded capital project. So that's 10% of my budget right there is going to be spent on this if it's not reappropriated.
But let me ask this, so, so I mean, is that, is the money, so right now the money is in the general fund, and you would reappropriate it to your budget?
Yeah, and I asked for it as part of the capital expenditure, and we said that we'd go back and look at it because it was taken out, and I don't know why we didn't. We didn't have an opportunity to discuss it before it was taken out. But we got the $100,000 for the pen test, but not the $160,000. And I was very fiscally responsible last year, too. We came in way under, and we had money to do stuff for this year. And if I'd have known it was going to come out of 18, I would not have voluntarily cut my budget $500,000. I would have left it in there for it because the storage is important. We're at 90% right now. It's not like we can unrack it and not use it and send it back. We need it.
And then that would mean that I had reappropriated all the money from the year before back to you. And you can account for some of that. But again, I will talk to finance and have them make the decision also.
I feel like when we voted on this in December, we were all under the impression it was going to be paid for with the $2,017 dollars, and I didn't realize there'd have been a reappropriation to make that happen. And since it couldn't happen that way, it seems like it should have been a budgeted 2018 item, and it wasn't. But I don't think we should be. That is a big chunk to ask Rob to pay for out of his yearly budget. I think we ought to make it right.
And I agree with your line of thought, but I also agree because if you're under budget now, and it's needed, and we can reappropriate it, then why wouldn't we do that?
I've never seen us. You know, and I haven't been on here as long as you have, but I've never seen us essentially take funds from a department in the middle of the year because they're running under the run rate.
There's a lot of things I haven't seen that have been going on where we're just cutting and slashing and making decisions because it's the right thing to do. So, I mean, I'm not saying one way or another right now, but it's everybody's looking at every dime and every dollar if it's not needed. I mean, I have no issue if it's needed to reappropriate it, but to put it back there because we've never done it before. I mean, if it's needed,
it
then
is needed. We're 90% capacity. Joe, you want to speak to that?
The storage?
Yeah.
No, needed as far as budget.
Oh,
is it needed? I mean, is
yeah, I believe it is because I made the budget for the department, and I think I'm probably going to be closer to 10 to 20,000 under than 189 or 200,000 under. And at the end of the year, if we wait till October, November, December, we're just going to come back and visit again and then go, oh, well, now we got to do it. And I don't know the optics, but I don't think it would look very good having to do it in December. I don't even know if you can do it in November. I don't know what the timeline is for reappropriations.
But we haven't done the penetration test, which we appropriated for this year at a guesstimate of $100,000. Mm-hmm. We haven't gone out to bid. We haven't really discussed it. We haven't gone out to bid on that yet.
We've done the RFQ.
We did.
Yeah.
Is that sent out?
Yes.
And any responses yet, or it's in motion?
Yeah, we haven't.
How many responses do we get?
We got five.
Five, I believe. Yes.
Do we have the money timeline? The amount?
It might have been seven.
No, we didn't do an RFP. We did an RFQ to look at the companies.
Oh,
so there's no cost associated.
Not yet. Right. Then we'll do the RFP. But that money can only be spent on the pen test. It's my understanding because it was appropriated for the pen test. Can't use it for anything else.
I don't believe that to be true.
Okay.
It's $100,000 within your budget.
I know Mr. Parkinson asked in the meeting, this can only be used for a pen test. And the answer was yes, for being reappropriated whenever he voted on it.
Oh, because that's what we reappropriated from 2017. Mm-hmm. Yes, more frustrating, yes.
And the pen test is important. I don't think there's ever been one done here. I can't find any documentation for one. And a pen test is you hire a company and they probe your network and try and figure out if there's ways to get in. And there's professional companies that do that.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
So you're saying he's under budget. You don't want to reappropriate money. You want him to use the money that he has for this right now. So then when he starts paying all this money and he's not under budget anymore, are we going to reappropriate money for something else down the road? I mean...
Yes. I'm just saying...
You're not against reappropriating money, but just not right now?
I'm just against reappropriating the full $163,000.
But didn't we already say we would?
We did, but I did not know his budget status at that point in time.
But he's telling you why it's like that.
Yeah, and it's a projection by Jennifer in the auditor's office. I don't think it's accurate.
I'd rather make the finance committee say no. I look at it from the IT perspective.
Right.
From our perspective, from my, I think this is the right thing to do. And if finance wants to say no, I'm not going to be upset. But that's
right.
What I think.
Because I don't know enough about that until just now.
Sure. But and like I said, and I will let it go forward, and I will let the finance vote on it. So
we vote now, and then they will vote. Wednesday.
Correct.
Okay. A motion?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any more discussion? Brad?
Yes.
Ann?
Yes.
Jack?
No.
Lisa?
No.
Bruce? Chrissy?
Yes.
And I say yes. And... And the next one on the list is the ESRI.
That's the GIS.
And that's comes out of the GIS fund, right?
It comes out of the GIS fund, yes. That's Esri, that's the software that runs it.
Okay.
That's the same price every year, generally.
I was confused if I go here, yeah.
Okay. Motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion?
And what is this one for?
The GIS software.
Okay.
Esri is what runs it. There's the maintenance contract for it.
And that comes from the GIS mm-hmm. budget, not your...
Not IT.
Not IT.
Okay. Brad?
Yes.
Ann?
Yes.
Jack?
Yeah.
Lisa?
Yes.
Bruce?
Aye.
Chrissy?
Yes.
And I say yes. Thank you. And the last one is the Cisco switches. Did you guys see the emails with the alternate versions of this resolution that went out? There was an earlier one and a later one.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, I don't know if okay. I did.
So we aren't going with the lowest bidder. Okay, it's the higher bidder, but the...
It's not the higher.
It's not the highest.
What's that? It's not the lowest, but the overall cost is going to be the lowest because in the RFQ or the RFP, we asked for maintenance, right? And the way these other guys broke out their maintenance, they're charging time and miles and other things, and it ended up, this would really be lower in the, you know,
what's
when
the
it's
duration
all done.
Of the, is it 1 year, 2 years? So the duration. So
two and three. I saw a two-year and a three-year on the RFP.
Can I speak to this?
Yes. Whoops, sorry. You're talking about the SmartNet.
Couple of switches on. Yeah.
The SmartNet side of it, the one that was showing 3 year,
mm-hmm.
that is when you're buying SmartNet for 3 years, you're basically paying for two, but getting 3 years out of it. That's usually how the price goes. And they had two options. One was with the 8x5. Next business day delivery. The other one was 24x7x4, which brought it up to 41,000. 24x7x4 sounds good, but that's a response time. It goes down, you tell them it went down, you have an issue. They have 4 hours to get back with you, which is going to be questions. And so you answer those questions, another 4 hours goes by before they have to contact you. So the the 24x7x4 is not as good as it looks. The 8x5 next business day support, I think that would work best for us, because we'll take the switches out that we're using. If something happens in a pinch, we can throw those switches in and they will work. They are not supported anymore, though. That's why we need the new switches.
We're talking about the old switches. We're going to save the old switches.
Right.
Okay, so right now we're talking about the AOS proposal?
Yes.
Yeah, the 37267. I think paying for the 24x7x4 would be too much, though. I don't think we need that. But that would be for you to decide whether you wanted support 5 days a week, 8 hours a day, or 24x7x4.
But
if something goes down, I'm on call.
We discussed it together in AOS. It makes sense because if something goes down, we replace the new switch with the old one to keep us running for the 8 hours it takes to get a new one shipped to us.
Right. You already have people here in IT that are on call for stuff. So that 24x7x4, I really don't think we should spend the 41. We should go for the 37 in that. But that's your choice.
This is the network switches for the county, so mm-hmm. everything goes down?
No,
this is just for
buildings.
One switch in courthouse, one switch is in the sheriff's area, the toy box. Another switch is criminal justice building. There are other switches in the network. These are just four that are hitting end of support, not end of life.
So, and I'm not thinking cost right now, right? I would think that the courthouse switch and some of the others, 8x5 would be fine, but I would think that the sheriff,
we have another one that we could put in there faster than they could get here.
I can also talk to them and say, we don't want just 8x5 or just 24x7. We would like to do these two switches 8x5 and these two 24x7. The price will change, but that should fall in between the 41,000 and the 37,000. It won't go above 41, but it would go above 37.
So I guess again, without thinking about the cost, my thought is the criticality would determine the support level. Now, if you're saying you got to switch somewhere in a closet and somebody can just take what we have and switch that out, mm-hmm. you know.
That's why we wanted to go with AOS, is because we believe that's the best, most affordable, and for us, the right solution.
Is it literally that easy to pull the switch and put the switch back in and it works?
It'll take the same amount of time as we're asking for a new switch to be sent if the old switch burned. Take the new switch in there, the same amount of time to do all that. Only the backup switch would already have all the configs in it. We just have, if there any updates happen to the new switch that we put in, those are automatically backed up. So we just have to take that running config, pop it on the old switch, and stick it in there.
So what's the difference on this first one? You have new and new in the support levels, which makes sense to me, but this next one down, it's new, but there's no support identified, and then refurbished and no support identified.
The refurbished, those, they don't have those in stock, though. That's how much they charge us. But
what support level?
That is 24x7x4.
So, and the new is the same thing,
24x7x4 and 8x5. They have that split.
I'm sorry. So this new one is 24x7x4 for $42,000. The refurbished is 24x7.
They have them split. Two switches 8x5 and two switches 24x7.
Oh, so
the 24 port ones they have on 24x7x4 support, and the 12 port switches they have, or the 48 port switches they have 24x7x4. The 12 port switches they have 8x5.
This is
a split.
Going down a level. There's two and two and two and two.
Right.
Joe, how long do you think it'd take to unrack one and stick another one in and get it up and running? 2 hours?
Probably. Two, three. The 4 hour, it should fall within that 4 hour time frame.
So why do we, I mean, if there's others, what's this AKA Comp Solutions? Is that 24x7?
That was 8x5.
So you have an 8x5 for $32,000.
But they didn't have a flat rate for professional services.
Oh, okay, but there's no flat rate for professional services. There's no professional services here, right?
That they added $740 to plug it in, and if it didn't work, they'd start charging us rather than giving us a flat rate for professional services. Like was that?
So that's assuming we need professional services, though.
Mm-hmm. So. I've never we always get professional services where I've been at, and there's never been a time where we haven't needed it. When you're switching out something, something's always going to hit.
So AOS gives you a flat rate,
right?
And these guys won't give you a flat rate.
Right. And VizTech, I think VizTech was, I went to their website and I went to their sales number. I got the sales number, I don't know if it's in that, it was 866-832-7253. It sounded like a spam number.
It was trying to sell you insurance.
Yeah, it was trying to sell me insurance.
Yeah, without saying too much, he did not want to go with them because he couldn't verify they were actually a company.
VizTech.
Right.
Okay. Yeah,
that would be a good reason. But professional services. So if you're using professional services as a criteria for making the decision. What was a professional? So did anybody else give you a specific rate?
AOS and Secure Data gave us flat rates.
But Secure Data was higher on equipment, I think, right?
Secure Data was higher across the board. So
what do you mean higher across the board for what?
Whether if we went with AOS 24/7x4. On all switches, it would still be cheaper than what Secure Data gave us a quote on for two of them on 8x5 and two of them on 24/7.
Oh, I see.
So AOS would be flat, would be lower no matter what.
Okay, so this is 2x2, and this one was all four. Oh, no, wait. So they didn't give you a bid for 8x5?
Who?
Secure Data.
I believe it was split. It was 24x7x4 for the 48 port and 8x5 for the 12 port. But either way, no matter how you looked at it, AOS was cheaper than Secure Data, no matter how you moved the support on there.
So am I missing something here? I mean, when you go out with the RFP, do you give them this is the pricing we give? Huh? I guess what I don't understand here in my line of questioning is when you go out for the RFP, wouldn't you say I want pricing for, you know, four network controllers or whatever it is for 8x5, give me a price for 24x7, but it sounds like some of them provided only 24x7 support or...
The RFP, I read it today, and it asked to explain your support model, but it didn't specifically say we want this exact type of support.
Okay, so we got a little bit of, that's why it's, okay.
So everyone came in with a different plan.
Why aren't we more specific on our RFP?
I will do that.
If that's what you want.
I will do that in the future with the supports on there.
So you can at least compare apples to apples.
I understand. I will. I'll get better at this. I promise. This is the first RFP I put out when I was here. I will do better.
No, and I'm not. We're not. I'm just looking at it, kind of going stand. You know, for me to get to apples to apples.
Well, I understand completely. Yeah. Everything that you're mentioning here that I need to do, I've seen it when the RFP responses were coming back.
Okay. And have you guys worked with AOS before?
We've met them and we're talking with them about another project. their sales team came in and we talked to them about OneKey, which is using a Prox card for clacking and everything else for proximity.
I've had experience with secure data here. They're good,
yeah.
But AOS was lower.
Yeah. So what we're thinking, eventually, and we can have this discussion now, I guess, if you use your Prox card for two-factor authentication, it'd knock out a lot of problems because we want to have two-factor authentication here. We don't have it now. So we talked with them about that, and then they found out about our RFP and bid on it.
Before I ask for a motion, how do you guys feel about the 8x5? Is it worth the extra $4,000 to get the 24/7 for the sheriff's department on that switch?
Again, any company I've ever worked with looks at criticality, right? They don't look at their support organization. Even my company, it's, you know, we kind of sell it and say you want 24/7 or you want 8x5. If you're saying you can handle that, that's great, but what if somebody's not? I don't know. I mean, I would think that would be something you'd want to maybe discuss with the sheriff, right? I mean, if it's his network switch, I don't know. Well, does anybody else have any thoughts? I mean,
if you guys want to pay for the hire, we'll gladly.
Yeah, if you guys are willing to go to
I'm not.
We were just looking at it. Within 2 hours or so, we can be over there and have it swapped out. If they're coming from St. Louis, it's probably going to be 4 hours before they get it done. So we would keep them up and running. Plus, you could probably reroute
traffic. Well, is that 24/7 support live support or is it phone support?
No, that's phone support.
Yeah.
That's not live.
Yeah. So it's
that's waiting 4 hours for a response.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
so
in that business, I get it. But that's what I mean. Yeah. To me, it's based on criticality. I don't think you know... We can keep cutting and cutting and cutting, but when we start cutting away the sheriff's services for his network, I don't know that I want that coming back to us because we decided we wanted to save $4,000.
I don't want to be talking to Captain Decker on a Saturday night about his network being down.
Okay.
I don't, honestly, I can't say one way or the other. I don't know what your switches are, and I don't know how easy it is to convert them or change them or... I know nothing is ever as simple and easy as you plug it in and it works, because nothing at the hospital is that easy.
Well, but, yeah. Do you want it on us, you two, or do you want it on the support team that we're paying to do it? I mean,
that's why both of them are on here. I don't know what option y'all want to take.
I would always like to be able to yell at somebody else because they should do it. But again, I mean, it's how much money difference. What's the monetary?
37 to 41. So if you guys do the 37, if you guys do the 41, I think that'd be awesome.
So, and that's all four systems versus this is secure data was 2 24/7 and 2 8x5.
Right.
And it was another.
That would be all four. That would be the criminal justice building, sheriff, Wood River. Emergency EOC.
Oh, emergency management. Yeah, they got us. You don't want to call from them on a Saturday night either.
So,
when there's a flood.
So it's four network switches are being end of life.
End of support. End of life happened a long time ago. End of life happened in January. End of support happened in January.
We're not comparing apples to apples at all here.
Right.
I mean, not even close.
Okay, at least I'm not. My logic was.
No, you're not. And we're not comparing apples to apples at all on this.
Fred, what's your thought on it? Again, sometimes when it's this technical, I would have to...
I say it gets rebid.
What are
because we're not comparing apples to apples.
What are the four... so we've got the sheriff.
We've got the sheriff, criminal justice center,
EMA.
What...
Emergency management is what you're trying to say.
Okay.
Emergency operations center.
And the courthouse.
Yeah, you can't have EMA go on.
And what's the fourth one, the courthouse?
Yes.
I mean, so to me, based just on that, I would say, you know, these can be 8x5 because that's their hours they run, or their hours of operations. Mm-hmm. These, to me, would be 24x7.
Yeah.
And that's what we need.
Okay, so we can ask them to give us, to split that for us.
That's what I mean, I would, these guys have already provided it, right? If these are your one and two contenders, I mean, I don't know how you do that. I don't know how
but
you
But we're also, I mean, we're talking new versus new refurb.
No, down here, those were all four switches offered as a refurb, all four switches offered new. These are not in stock, the refurbished.
So we're just taking that off. We don't want
Yeah. Them.
No.
Right,
yeah,
so you really have
really.
Okay. Yeah, we're not at them. Well, who's this Ticomics? Never heard of them.
We haven't either.
Okay.
That's the one they tried to contact.
Oh, I thought that was Vistek.
No, that was Vistek.
Oh, okay.
I mean, are these other three legitimate? The top
yeah.
three that you're
yeah,
aware
secure
of?
Secure Data we've used, and we've met ALS.
And I'm
not sure about AKA. I called AKA. I got people answering the phone, but nobody answered the phone AKA. So people answered the numbers. Some of them sounded like they were waking up, but I mean, I don't know.
Is there any references for any of these companies?
Nothing came in for AKA.
Nobody said my name is Trudy in the next 30 minutes. It's going to cost you.
Okay. But in AKA's defense, they didn't try to sell me insurance like Vistek did.
I would like to see some references. I mean, I think AOS and Secure Data, I know we've used Secure Data.
Yeah,
AOS, I thought we'd used on something at one point.
I heard
point.
In the past you guys
yeah.
have used them, but I don't know. I haven't been here. But I did ask around a bit.
Did we call on any references or anything? I mean, I don't
Joe
know.
Joe called all of them and looked them up and did backgrounds on them. That's how he found out about that bottom one, which I remember what it was.
I mean, because if you're going new at 24x7, you're at 41K versus Secure Data at 24x7x4 at 42K.
Right.
And that's a flat fee, too, for AOS.
I'm sorry, what do you say? It's this to me, these are the same, right?
Yes.
And there's...
$1,000 less.
Well,
less
not
than
even that. It's
yeah.
400, you know.
Yeah.
$350 difference. I would think that we would want to get a bid on the need. And to me, and I don't tell me if I'm wrong, the need to me is two network switches at 8x5 and two at 24x7.
I agree with that.
I mean, tell me if I'm... No.
No, I agree with the sheriff when he mentioned EMA.
Because I don't want that to come back on you guys.
Yeah,
if something happens,
we're just trying to be, you know, sure. to be cost effective, but we can spend more for that.
Well, I mean, you're talking.
I'm talking
$500-$600.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not talking $4,000 or $5,000 or $50,000 right mm-hmm. now. Given what we're looking at right here, you're talking less than $1,000.
It's like $350, and I think again, it to me, a support model should be based on criticality, not mm-hmm. I can. Save $400.
Yeah. Okay.
And if we're saying that this is critical, specifically these two switches, is 4 hours to get them to call us back
worth it?
Acceptable.
All right. Good point. 2 hours in a lot of places.
On site in 2 hours.
Yeah.
I've got vendors that I have guaranteed will be on site in 2 hours, or it costs them $1,000 an hour for every hour beyond, depending on the criticality of the system. And if we're saying between EMA and the Sheriff's Department that this is critical, that their networks stay operational, and I understand it takes about 2 hours to swap out a switch. I understand that. Provided the switch that we pick up has been specifically earmarked for that location, the rack that it's going to be swapped out, and it doesn't get dropped, and we're only talking downtime of roughly 3 hours from start to finish. I just don't really feel that at this point that we're truly comparing apples to apples here, in regards to what we need in regards to criticality versus what we're looking at for price. And I don't think we have enough information to truly make a bona fide decision on the criticality.
We can rebut it.
Yeah. I mean, okay. Does that make sense, Ron?
Yeah. And you understand what we were trying to do.
I do.
Thank you. You know, because we'll spend more money and take less stress off us.
We can always spend it appropriately.
It's not spend more money, it's spend it appropriately for security issues and networking at a time that you have to do.
So the other question, so I'd like to make sure that the support, the 24x7x4, meets our need. Is it they respond to us via phone in 4 hours, or is there some on-site? I mean, if they're coming to switch out, let me ask you how it works. So the one of the switches goes out. Do they call you and walk you through doing it?
That was my understanding how that
or
was going to
go. Or do they come
go.
On site?
Okay. And if it was needed to be swapped out, we would send it in and then they would
You would then be the person that required
the... The fastest I've ever seen a response was with somebody coming out, bringing a part out in 6 hours or something like that. That was any multiple places around the U.S. we had knocks at. There was actually a contract with them where something goes down, you're having someone there within 6 hours with a part swapping it out. And that still wasn't like 6 hours because you had to let them know. They'd ask you questions. They're really good at delaying a little bit, dragging their feet.
Yeah.
So... If you're looking for a response for Cisco switches where somebody's on site in 4 hours,
that's going to be expensive.
That's going to be really pricey.
Mm-hmm. I guess it comes down to, I think that the end user needs to have weigh in on this as to how critical that operability is to them, and is there a loop back or is there a back door where they can maintain it without, and it may have a lag on the system, but is there an alternative route for the data to flow? And that, without seeing an overall architecture of the infrastructure, I don't know.
I would just say that if anybody asked me if my stuff was critical, 100%. So
okay.
I don't know if we need to go talk to them.
Okay. Is it so critical that you're willing to pony up an extra $50,000 to make you out of your budget,
yeah.
You, Mr. Sheriff, you out of your budget to pop another $50,000 on top of this to maintain that 2-hour response time?
Not out of this year because I don't have the money. It's not budgeted, is what
okay.
they'll say.
So you'll get 24-hour support on the phone. And I... That's just Brad's opinion. I apologize.
So where do we go from here? Do we even need a resolution, or do we even need to vote on anything?
Or are we rebidding it?
I mean, I don't know how we do this because I don't know what we can and can't do, but I would rebid it with the companies that we think are viable companies.
Okay.
Myself. But I don't know how we do that.
I don't know that you can do that. Okay. I think we change we can't change the terms and then only talk to these couple companies because the guys that lose will go, what?
Okay.
What? I'd really give a great deal on that.
Yeah.
But more specific.
Are we just sending it to these companies? Or
you can't do that. Yeah,
we're sending it out for everybody to rebid on
completely?
New company?
We didn't do a down select.
So we're going to talk to the sheriff first and see if he really needs it.
I would think that we would talk to me, and again, I don't know this for sure, but I would ask emergency management and the sheriff, hey, we're looking at getting these switches, and we're trying to look at the support model. Mm-hmm. Is 8x5 good enough, or, you know, what do you think? And, you know, they'll probably say 24x7, but I would...
And explain to them, we got the old one sitting here. We can, you know, a good chance nothing will happen, and if something happens, it'll probably work when we plug it back in.
What's the support model we've been working off of currently today. I realize we're out of service. Up until prior to the service contract ended, what was the model we were working off of at that point?
24x7x4.
Okay.
And 8x5 on the other switch, other two switches.
Okay.
Oh, so we did have 2x2.
Yeah.
So the two
emerging. That's why Secured added new.
Yeah, that's why Secured added new.
Because they had it.
Okay.
So if it's worked for that long, then it should work now. So the two, the sheriff and EMS, were 24x7.
24x7x4. Yes.
This is all.
The 41.6, is that all four? 24x7x4, is that all four switches?
That is all four switches.
Me and Joe both studied this in depth, and I've actually sent Jamie his logic
down,
about it. And we liked AOS because of their price.
Their 24x7x4 was cheaper than Secure Data's splitting them.
So it's not a $500,000 difference. There's a fairly significant difference there.
Right.
In AOS being a better price because you're getting all four of them at 24x7.
That's how you started this out. You said, not going with a little
so
bit.
What's the point of rebidding that? It doesn't sound like we're likely to get a better bid than that.
So you
and
go
it's
41.
It's not the low bid out of all five, but a couple of companies that are lower bid are not necessarily viable because we can't get responses. Mm-hmm.
It is the lowest bidder, given all factors considered.
Right. It is the low bidder, given if you put it apples to apples, mm-hmm. then it really is, because this is 8x5, right? This AKA mm-hmm. comp, did they give us a 24x7x?
No, they didn't.
So,
and they didn't have a flat rate for professional services. They basically had the, we'll plug it in if it doesn't work right away.
It's $740, and then everything works the first time. If it doesn't work, they start billing
$350 difference, but you're getting 24x7.
Yeah, they didn't put down, they might hit us with maintenance or whatever, maintenance parts or expenses and travel. So I don't know exactly what they would be charging us after that point.
So,
just out of curiosity, go ahead. What are these? I mean, like, how many employees does Secure Data have or AOS? I mean, are these 2 people or 10
Secure
people
Data's
or
big.
30 people or 100 people?
Secure Data is pretty big.
Secure Data is relatively big. AOS, I'm not 100% sure. This is my first experience talking to AOS. Well,
did we get any references? I mean, if we're changing relationships, would you want to get a couple references?
They work with government, and that's, I talked to them about it, and that's whenever they came in here.
Who did it? Who?
I don't recall, but we did. You know, we did due diligence.
I believe they
have.
I think
this is actually a regional office for them, actually. Mistaken.
I believe they may have contract with the state or some states where they can buy directly from them without having to go to a bid because they're approved for something.
Yeah.
State contracts.
Okay, so that's a decent sized company. All right, we'll go full circle.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like we're back. You're liking the 24x7x4.
And that's all four switches.
Yes.
Support new.
Yes.
At $41,682.73.
Yes.
So the only question is, I said I didn't want to bring this up. Do we need four switches at 24x7? Or?
But how much would you save?
You don't save
by splitting them.
Yeah.
How much would? Can anybody answer that?
It costs more from Secure Data to have them split than having all 24x7x4.
But
it's two different companies. Let's say.
No matter how you slice it, AOS is more affordable.
No.
And that gives us 24
mm-hmm. For all four. Question mm-hmm. is, you'd probably save a couple $1,000 if you got two 8x5 and two 24x7.
Do we know that, or is...
No, but I would think there'd be a lower service rate on 8x5.
Well, there's not with secure data.
What is secure data? It doesn't say if they are 8x5 or 24x7.
Splitting them with secure data is 42.
42, but it doesn't tell me what.
Well, yeah, it's not broke out on secure data.
Yeah,
it's just relying by memory.
Yeah. Just a simple check, dividing by 4 on the difference. It'll be a little over $1,000 difference on each switch going up to the 24x7x4 with AOS. Now, I don't know if they gave us a special deal if we got all 4 switches with 24/7, or they would...
The 4 we have now, are they all 24x7?
No, there's a 8. There's 2 5x8s.
I'm sorry, that's right. I asked. I mean, in a perfect world, I'd get a quote from AOS for 2 and 2, but that's a perfect world. I don't know that it's a big enough.
How critical is it that we do this right now? I mean,
they were end of support in January.
End of support in January to save a couple $1,000s and to rebid everything. Is it?
That went down next week.
And it's May. Well, what are we doing for support now? You?
Yeah. Well, Tom too.
But it could be. We'd have a real problem if it went down tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's Saturday night. Explosion at the refinery. Mass casualties. EMA has to open up the operation center. Boom. Hey, what happened?
Motion to go with AOS for the 24/7/4.
So moved.
Second.
Any more discussion? Brad?
Yes.
Ann?
Yes.
Jack?
Yeah.
Lisa?
Yes.
Bruce?
Aye.
Chrissy? Oh, she's gone. And I say yes. And so could we get this rewritten with the... It's different than what's written in the resolutions. We're going... Yeah, could you have... We can all sign it before the meeting, the county board meeting.
Yeah.
So it'll be rewritten with these, with this number.
That's the one you're gonna go with.
Yeah. To see where they are. I don't know.
Staff reports.
Dave Harris passed, so he's not here, and I wanted to let you all know that.
His
father, Dave Harris. Dave Parazon. His father passed, and we sent flyers for him. You want to talk about NPS?
Or Intradyne?
Yeah.
NPS is just, we're continuing to implement it as departments have availability for funds, and as they need printers, we've got recorders set up with our RICO NPS products, as well as planning development. Assessor and Highway are also going to be moving forward. In regards to Intradyne, which is what we brought to the committee last month, at the request of the committee, I took the Intradyne solution to the other department heads and also to the other elected officials. We didn't hear a lot back. We did hear back from the county board chairman. He is in support of it. I had a meeting with the chief judge some of his office staff regarding Intradyne. I thought the meeting went well. I think it was positive. He requested that I not bring it back to this committee meeting. He wanted time to discuss the option with the other justices, and so he asked that we hold off, and that's why I didn't bring it back this evening. And I also heard back very briefly from the treasurer, who said it looked good to him and just wanted to be kept in the loop as to any developments going forward. I also did a brief presentation for the department heads under the county board as to what would all be entailed for them, and didn't really get a lot of feedback one way or another, except some questions asked about would we still be available for support, which absolutely we would. So I hopefully will have more information in the June meeting. I hope to bring it back to you guys. I still think it's a good solution, especially looking at the models compared to what we have now. Really been able to determine that the mail archival system that we use, MailStore, is really designed for the private sector. It's really designed to be centralized. And Intradyne is specifically designed as an international public sector mail archive. And that appealed to me for one major reason. They have a lot of clients overseas in Europe. And in Europe, email is the property of whoever sends it. It's not the property of the company. So it has to be very decentralized in its approach, and it has to be very protective by design. So I think it's a better system for public sector as opposed to what we're using now. And as always, I'm available for questions anytime.
Any other staff report?
No.
Coming back to the purchase orders, we're going around hidden under Ann's stack of papers.
I don't still have those.
I'm sitting there going, I got my pen out. Where?
Yes.
Any questions on the purchase orders?
No.
Motion approved.
Second.
Any discussion? Brad?
Yes.
Ann?
Yes.
Jack?
Yeah.
Lisa?
Yeah.
Bruce?
Brad had it.
And yeah. I say yes. The purchase orders are approved. Any old business?
Andrew talked about Intradyne.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my bad.
Yeah, the banner, we're still working on that. Whenever Chris comes back, Chris is on his honeymoon. He's on a boat. I should have brought that up too.
But, did I have time?
No.
But we will be bringing that up next month. We'll take that to Judiciary once we continue to study. There is a NIST 853 Rev 4A, which will follow for our security architecture, which discusses that as well. And then we'll go there.
There were just kind of informal, was getting some feedback that some people that don't have the county email are not getting their emails. Would there be any? Some of the board members,
if they don't have a county email address,
but they have a Gmail or a Hotmail.
Yeah, there are some that do not want to have county email, and
but they're being sent stuff, and it's being sent to their Gmail, and they're not getting it.
No, it's being sent to their county. So they're not getting the stuff when they hit the, I assume the postcard or the.
If whoever it is, just direct them to us, and we'll okay. Fix it for them. That'd be the easiest. Find out what the problem is instead of it just being secondhand, if that works.
Erica Harris.
Okay.
On her website,
mm-hmm.
on the website for Madison County,
mm-hmm.
when it says our phone numbers and this and that, her email address is on there, and she is not receiving her emails.
Okay. I'll look at it. It might be a typo on her website. And speaking of that, too, I told Jamie before the meeting, we're revising the website, and we need to make it ADA compliant, so we're working on that really quickly.
Okay.
The PDFs have to be text to speech, and all the video has to be closed captioned. I wasn't aware of that.
And kudos to the team for going out and meeting with the department heads, and I think they're probably kind of looking at you like, why are you doing this? It's never, you know, but it's a good thing to get mm-hmm. them, because at some point they need to be involved in the feedback, and they need to be aware of it before things get.
Yep. We've done that. We've had two meetings on the website redesign to get buy-in from the other department heads and elected officials.
Under new business, do we have any more old business? Under new business, the sheriff's department was asking us to move this meeting to the fishbowl. They're worried about our safety. They can't.
Why?
Why?
So, I'm not too. I feel pretty safe down here. It's a bunker.
I'd find my way down here. I
see how safe you are. I want to find us. Yeah. Yes.
Does anyone want to move the fishbowl, or do you like it down there?
Safety.
Well, we're in that room, so. But
I guess if you're the sheriff, deputy's up there on the floor.
Well, here's your one problem. When we have a grants meeting that runs along, you won't be able to start this until. Where now you can get started, and Ann and I kind of wander in when we can.
Why couldn't you start it?
Because we're in a meeting.
There's a lot. We have meetings before us, though, too. So there's a lot of times we're sitting out there waiting for meetings.
Yeah, true.
So
that's interesting.
Sounds like we'd we'd have to just wait until we had our turn.
I don't think it is. So we have to do with public safety stuff.
Hey.
Yes,
well, we can't really start until after grant's over because there's three of you that are on grants in it, so we wouldn't have a quorum without, well, I guess
we
would have a quorum. Okay.
You've done it.
Yeah, I said you've done it. That's what
we started.
Well,
assuming everyone done this.
Sounds like everyone wants to keep it.
Less or we
can stay here.
Motion adjourned.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Thank you very much. Another fabulously productive week.
What's the question?